Hi, this is a dictation for Winifred Nwanko, W-I-N-I-F-R-E-D, N-W-A-N-K-W-O. Date of birth is 5-3-1970, date of accident 5-3-2024, date of visit is 5-29-2024. The patient, Winifred, was involved in an automobile accident dated 5-3-2024, where she hit another car and a T-bone in the driver's side, while other car did not stop on a red light. The impact caused her head to hit into the steering wheel and chest into the steering wheel, leading to dull pain in the chest and difficulty breathing, as well as severe headaches with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, nausea, blood vision. Her car was totaled, leading to anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbances, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness, and nausea, as well as pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back. Most of the symptoms are continuing. In fact, they have worsened. Now she reported that she experienced headaches, which are occipital and the right temple, to the tune of 8. Pain in the neck and lower back and mid-back is 8. And now she noticed some radiation of pain into the both upper extremities posteriorly in C5-6 nerve distribution, and involving all the 5 fingers, both sides. Pain in both shoulders is also reported to the tune of 7, although she is able to lift her arms in abduction and forward flexion to 180 degrees. She also reports of pain in the knee to the tune of 7, causing some difficulty in walking. She was sick from COVID and she was unable to make it sooner. At this time, patient is doing chiropractic treatments and she is not high on medications. So she is only taking naproxen and lidocaine gel. Pain level is from 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. 40% relief is reported by the patient so far from the previous visit. And this is a follow-up visit. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for the system review. She does complain of some blurry vision, headaches, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and loss of memory. No other symptoms are reported. And then additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, which stays the same from the previous visit of 5-13-2024, please copy and paste the general review, the musculoskeleton and extremities examination. Please add the shoulder examination as follows in this visit, because she is complaining of the pain in the shoulder joint. On inspection, both the shoulder joints appear to be completely normal, and on palpation, there is no tenderness or fracture, dislocation of the shoulders. The muscle strength is normal at 5x5. Special tests were conducted. The drop arm test is completely normal. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Hawking Kennedy test are negative bilaterally. MTBR-CAN test is negative. Speed test, near test is negative. The patient has pain in the general area of anterior, superior, and posterior part of the shoulder, although there is no specific tenderness in the rotator cuff tendons. Distally, the tineal sign, felon sign is positive for carpotunnel, but the grips are normal, the motor power of the wrist and hands are normal. Knee examination is the same. Peripatellar tenderness is observed. Other than that, the medial collateral ligaments are negative. The anterior posterior apprehension drawer test is negative. McMurray Steinman test is negative. Patellar apprehension test was positive bilaterally. No swelling is noticed. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue naproxen and lidocaine patch for the patient. Her she was placed on tramadol by her primary care physician on the visit of 5-13-2024, which continues even now. So no narcotic medications have been provided. He'll be seen in 1 month's time.